There are about 12 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. Nearly 3 million are under the age of 24. Today, we're going to look at one of these young people. Alejandra is pursuing her own dreams. At the same time, she's trying to give back to the undocumented community. Radioactive's Carlos Nieto has her story.
Why am I going to...
That's Alejandra. She's a sophomore at the University of Washington, Bothell. For quite some time now, she's been helping other undocumented students get through the college process. She tells them about scholarships and what they can do after high school.
So usually what I first do is tell them my story in order for them to see that I am confident about who I am and about, you know, this label that's put on me and that I accept it, but also empower myself through it so that they can see that and that they can come to me to do it.
The story she's talking about is her story of coming to the United States. But why is this 18-year-old so bent on helping others so much? Well, the reason is because she's been through it. She knows how hard it can be for undocumented students to make it through the education system. She believes she was the only undocumented student in her high school classes.
Because the other two that were dropped out, so I was alone. And nobody knew how to help me because they never actually had a student who wanted to go to college. Someone who didn't give up.
Before, Alejandra used to live a comfortable lifestyle. Her parents college educated and working as accountants. Since she was little, her dad always told her that she would go to the university he went to. But all that changed when Alejandra and her mom moved from Guatemala to the United States. She was 12. And ever since, Alejandra has lived life as an undocumented immigrant. Life in the United States hasn't been easy, though. Alejandra's mom's higher education, though impressive in Guatemala, doesn't count for anything in the United States. Her mom has no social security number. She has no legal right to work, so she's a nanny full-time. Alejandra wants more for herself and for her family. She knows that it's really important to get an education.
And I not only want to do an undergrad, you know, I want to go into a master's and maybe hopefully even a PhD.
And once she gets that education, she wants to be able to teach Latin American studies.
And I actually want to be that person because I feel like in order to actually know more in depth about, you know, Latino history, you have to be Latino yourself because you know what Latinos go through. So that's what I want to do with my education.
But paying for that education is a struggle. Alejandra doesn't have a social security number, which you need to apply for federally funded aid. Without that money, the idea of college that she had heard about growing up started to become just that, an idea. Alejandra had no choice but to apply for privately funded scholarships, a lot of them.
$1,000 each year for 2 years.
But some scholarships are really competitive. Alejandra would spend hours working on her computer applying for local and statewide scholarships.
$2,000 each year for 4 years. The Seattle First Hill Lions Club scholarship for $1,500. The Dottie LA scholarship for $5,000.
She was relying on something as shaky as scholarships to fund her tuition, and she was constantly getting rejected. She was emotionally exhausted. As Alejandra was finishing up her last year in high school, she still didn't have the money for her first quarter, and her dream seemed impossible.
And one day, I just went to my mom's bed, and I started crying with my mom. And I was like, what if I can't afford it? What's going to happen?
But she didn't give up. Today, she's received 13 scholarships and can pay through her junior year in college. Her love of education and giving back keeps her busy with undocumented students, like planning a conference for undocumented students about college, compiling a scholarship portfolio for undocumented students, or just sharing her story in hopes of other students sharing theirs.
So I actually prefer for them to come to me and tell me. That's why I like to share my story. So one, they know that I not only am, but also they know that I am in college and that I can actually help them get there because I've been through the process.
Alejandra enters her second year at UW-Bothell this fall, pursuing her dreams while helping others pursue theirs. Things are really looking up for Alejandra. She's even been able to get a legal job for the first time. She's a teaching assistant at a program for incoming ninth graders at Cleveland High School.
So the job I have now, I couldn't apply to a year ago. I was one of the people who they wanted. They said, you know, I would have offered you the job, but, you know, there's no other way I can pay you.
She was able to get the new job because of DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which allows undocumented youth to apply for a work permit. It also means she won't be deported. Even though she has DACA, her future is still uncertain. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. DACA is an executive order, and if someone else were to be president, they could change it. She feels like the situation for undocumented immigrants is getting better. She knows immigration reform is stuck in Congress, but she's sure it's coming.
It will take a while, just like everything else. But it's getting better, and hopefully it doesn't get so bad.
For Alejandra, things are already better than what she had hoped for. For Radioactive, this is Carlos Nieto.